Thank you, Mr. President, and good morning to you and good morning, colleagues. I entirely agree, Mr. President, as you have outlined, you have undertaken many consultations, and as a result of these consultations, it became clear that the very good efforts undertaken by the Algerian presidency in conjunction with the P6 to find consensus on the original proposal was not successful. And I understand that you went to great lengths in order to test all kinds of alternatives, additions to the proposal that was tabled by the Algerian presidency. And all the process was outlined very, very aptly by your colleague from Australia. So I have full understanding that you, in trying to lead us forward and find a solution to the impasse at which we had found ourselves at the end of the Algerian presidency, had reverted to agreed language from 2018 as a possible option to get us into working mode this year. And I would like to commend that effort. I agree with my Austrian colleague that as this revised proposal was tabled on Monday morning, we have had ample time to look at it, to consult with capitals, and to form an opinion on it. In particular, since it is not new text, it's text that was agreed in 2018. And we are sitting here now in the council chamber to consult the text. So I'm looking forward to delegations to say what they actually, if they have problems with this text now, what they dislike and why they dislike something they agreed in 2018. I certainly, for my part, hope that towards the end of today's session, after a fruitful exchange, we will be able to adopt a program of work. From the point of view of my delegation, it could be either the revised, the revised draft you have circulated, that's fine with us. It could also be different. We are flexible there because what counts for us is to get us into a working mode. So I'm looking forward to the coming exchange and just reiterate my hope that we'll come out with a decision towards the end of the morning. Thank you.